Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in, Fantasy Sports Today. Great to be with you here as we got a lot to cover on today's show. Plenty of NBA news, notes, firings, performances, of course, tons of Major League Baseball to get to. And I would say probably one of the best performances we've seen in an NBA playoff game last night in Kevin Durant. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. We're going to get you covered from a wagering standpoint, from a fantasy standpoint as well. And Davis, I think since the time that you and I have been doing this show together, this was probably, I think, your best call since we've been here. Just basically pounding that drum on Kevin Durant. They're going to win. He's going to show up. I mean, if you were ever going to place a bet that was better than that one with the prediction that you had there, I would say job well done, because you could not have been more right on that one. Now, I don't know about everything else you've said here on the show, but that one, that one you nailed. That one, I was, it's not really healthy for me to be thinking of you at 10 o'clock at night, but I was last night. I thought, wow, that was the right call on that game last night. My gosh. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was, watching that game. It started off very slow. Milwaukee got up by a ton. They won the first quarter. They won the second quarter. And then the Kevin Durant onslaught began. Played the entire game. No rest. Did not sub out. 49 points, 10 assists, 17 rebounds. And James Harden did play in this game. Not effective. 5 points on 10 shots. Now, Harden did play 46 minutes. So that meant that Mike James didn't really have to play. They didn't have to play any of Chris Kozoa or Tyler Johnson, which this is another thing people forget about James Harden. They make fun of him as a defender, and he's not a great defender. But the Bucks and Mike Budenholzer really played into his hands because they were attacking James Harden in the post, which is the one place he's actually a good defender at because he's so strong. And, he's a bigger guy, right? He's a bigger guy for a guard. But, yeah, I mean, what can we say about Kevin Durant? It was the best performance of his career, one of the best playoff performances ever. It was the first 45-15-10 game in NBA playoff history. I mean, it was amazing to watch.
It was. And we have some huge news in the NBA, not just Durant, but I figured he deserved the lead on the show today after that. I'm sorry. I know there's been a lot of things happening, but Chris Paul is very questionable for the next round of playoff games as he's entered the COVID health and safety protocols. I'm going to get to that in a second. Kawhi Leonard is out tonight. Coaches fired in the NBA. Got a lot to unpack here in the first hour of the show, so let's get started. Durant, with that game that Davis mentioned, the Bucks now are on the ropes as the Nets take a 3-2 series lead. But look, Milwaukee has a game six, so who knows? Maybe they win. Lightning tie up the series versus the Islanders, one apiece. Tyler Glasnow, a very, I would say, dramatic pregame where he talked about how baseball's rule changes are to blame for his injury. We're going to cover that on the show today. Jose Altuve walked off with a grand slam in the 10th against the Rangers. By the way, Altuve now has 13 home runs this season. He has really dialed it back. And also, Tua Tagovailoa was just crushed yesterday by the media here in practice for throwing 5 interceptions at his practice in the red zone. So before we get to all the other news and notes here on the show, Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, coaches fired. Let's do our justice here and hear from Kevin Durant after the game yesterday, who said that it was great to have James Harden back on the court, and also Danny Green was a big factor as well.
Encourage each other all the time. So as the game was going on, we always tell Jeff, keep being aggressive, keep shooting. James, you know, we checking on him every time out to see if how he's feeling, especially with handling the ball and with Jrue Holiday pressuring him full court. But after the game, guys were just, you know, happy that James was out there playing again, but also wanting to, you know, take care of himself this next 24 hours so he can get ready. And for Jeff, we were just excited that he came out there, especially after being out since, you know, for a couple weeks as well. He came out there and had a nice impact, impacted the game pretty nicely. So, like I said earlier, we're not celebrating too much, but we were excited for guys coming into the locker room, and we know that we got to, you know, put this behind us and get ready for game 6.
All right, so we could save the how good is Kevin Durant, is he the best of all time conversations for our slow month of July, which is coming up here on Sports Grid.
Yeah.
We have so much, so many other things to talk about. Okay, so Kawhi Leonard, we're going to get to him in a minute. He is out. What did you make of when you heard of Chris Paul being put on the COVID list? Of course, we're not going to know what the end game scenario there, but without Chris Paul playing for the Suns, Davis, can they win? Can they move on without him?
No, there, I would put their chances. I would put the Phoenix Suns chances of beating the Utah Jazz or the Los Angeles Clippers at just a very low level compared to what they would be. Cause, and actually, you know what? That's funny. We talked about this, I think on Monday, cause we were looking at the futures odds, and I was saying, you know, what's really the big difference between the Suns this year and last year? Pretty much the same roster, but the additions of Jay Crowder and Chris Paul. You give those Chris Paul minutes to campaign. I really don't see it. I think it's going to be pretty brutal without Chris Paul.
And again, I mean, the COVID is changing a lot in sports. So he potentially, at least according to what I'm reading, may only miss 2 games. But if they lose those 2 games, then it's, I mean, probably going to be a wrap if they go down 0-2 for sure. Also, we have big news in terms of coaching. Stan Van Gundy, one of my favorites, is out as the Pelicans head coach. Scott Brooks is out as the Wizards head coach. I did not see that one coming too. So we'll touch on those coming up as well. The line has completely changed in tonight's game with the Los Angeles Clippers with the news that Kawhi Leonard is out. Hey, I thought we would be doing a lot of baseball.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here in the first hour of the show. But apparently the NBA has chosen to have us go in a different direction. We'll continue that next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
we've got a jam-packed show here for you. The U.S. Open is coming up tomorrow. I cannot wait for that. Davis is going to preview that for us, give us some good betting tips also as well. We know Bryson will be involved in that somehow, but of course there will be some legitimate possibilities for the U.S. Open coming up as well. Let's preview tonight's NBA games and then get to all of the news in the NBA, including two new head coaching jobs as well. Maybe we'll get some odds on those on FanDuel potentially. But let's start here. Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers. FanDuel's basically saying throw out the last game when Atlanta won. I mean, that's probably fair. Philly is minus 6.5 tonight. Total is 223.5. And the series is tied at 2. Look, the Sixers did play much better in the second half than they played in the first. But Doc Rivers talked to the media yesterday and basically said, don't look at that second half where Philadelphia played much better. They just played pretty awful overall in the last game.
You can't win that game, and we didn't. The fact that we had a chance to win was unbelievable, even with the lead. I showed our guys in the first quarter, I think they missed 5 point-blank threes, 2 layups, 1 lob, and it was 12-12 at that time. They should have been up, you know. So I told our guys, don't believe in the fool's gold that we played great and got a lead. We did not play well yesterday, and that's okay. They'll keep that happens. You're not going to be, you're human. You're not going to play well, but we have to play right. And we didn't do that.
And I think that most people view it that way too, Davis. I guess if you didn't watch the game at all, like I didn't see any of the game. So if I just looked at it and saw the score, I would think, oh, like Philadelphia played pretty well. But Doc in his press conference that I saw yesterday, essentially, I mean, it may have been just stuff for us to do, you know, like to fire up the team. Could have been. It kind of seemed like that a little bit. He's great at that, by the way. But look, FanDuel is basically telling you Philly's taking a lead tonight. The only question I would have for you, Davis, is can the Hawks cover this 6.5?
I think they can. I think they have done a better job hanging with the 76ers than anyone really thought they did. The 76ers did miss, you know, a number of good looks. Embiid was, I mean, he just sucked. Like that's just the bottom line, is he just sucked against Capella in game 4. He went 4-for-20 from the floor. I mean, he was good at rebounding or whatever, but when Embiid's offense is not working, there's not a solve. You know, there's just not a solve for that offense because Ben Simmons is not a go and get a bucket type guy. I guess the solve that they use is Tobias Harris, who shot 15 times and, you know, was okay in that game. But Tobias Harris is not a great 3-point shooter, you know, mostly shoots a lot of long twos, which is, you know, not the looks you are wanting guys to get. So I just kind of think it's a huge problem for them. And Capella said, I don't know if you saw this, he said after the game, you just got to make Embiid tired. You got to make him work for everything. You got to make him work on defense. You got to get in, you know, you got to really get into him, because when he gets tired, he gets lazy. He doesn't drive as hard as he should to the rim. And, you know, I think that could have the reverse effect of like really getting Embiid up for this next game. I will be on the 76ers here. I think 6.5 points is a lot, though. I was kind of expecting this to be like 4, 4.5.
All right, let's move on to the game that has made the big news today, and that is because of Kawhi Leonard. It was reported by ESPN earlier today, about an hour ago, that he has a knee injury out of nowhere and may be questionable for the rest of this series. I mean, that's just stunning. Did not know that. So the line has changed significantly on FanDuel. We'll take a look at it. It was Utah -3. Now it's Utah -7. So Kawhi Leonard has basically told you on June 16th, 2021, that he is worth 4 points in an NBA game. I always love, I don't like injuries, but I like learning something. I just learned that that is what Kawhi Leonard is worth on FanDuel. So interesting. Total went from 222.5 to 221.5. That's not all that significant. It's just a point. But the series is now tied at 2, and Quinn Snyder of the Utah Jazz, very introspective in terms of talking about his club, some of the things that they need to do well, some of the things they need to improve. Snyder talked yesterday just about how Utah kind of has played their game all season long. They don't really plan on changing much of that.
Well, we won 4 straight coming into the series. We won the first 2 games in the series. The Clippers really raised their level. They did a few things differently, you know, and, you know, you respond to that. I thought you saw some of that in the second half, but some of it too is, a balance between you don't abandon. There's a reason you have an identity as a team. There's a reason for us, you know, the regular season that we played the way we did. And, you know, you can't completely be taken out of who you are, because that's where your instincts are. That's where your identity lies. But at the same time, you know, there are things that you need to do differently, particularly against an opponent when you're playing them multiple times, and an opponent really of their caliber. You know, that they play a certain way, and you know, we have certain personnel, and you know, that's one of the things that, you know, that you want to try to do. You want to try to put your guys in positions to be as successful as they can be. And that's really the way in my mind that you approach it, whether it's on the defensive end or the offensive end. You know, some of the things we were doing in game one, you know, over time become less effective. You know, and then there's some teams that maybe they're less effective, but you just need to do them better.
Well, I think that tonight they won't need to do them as good because of Kawhi Leonard being out. Now, the one thing that I would say, Davis, before we get into the line here, there's always this reporting massive overreaction to injuries. I see this all the time. Kawhi Leonard hurt, could miss 10 years, and then he plays in the next game, you know? So I'm not, in terms of the series, I'm not abandoning the Clippers. I mean, maybe tonight I'm off them, and maybe the Clippers just look at this thing and say, hey, you know, we'll do our best, but we really don't have much of a shot. But I think Kawhi is going to come back. James Harden came back. They all come back. We overreact when we hear the news, and we just, you know, it's gloom and doom. But these are athletes. They have egos. They have pride. And I assume that we will see Kawhi Leonard at some point. But let's focus on tonight's game, Utah -7 on FanDuel.
Yeah, so the reason why it would specifically be more concerning than an average athlete injury for Kawhi would be that this is a knee that has bothered him for years. You know, this same knee injury basically is kind of why, I mean, it's why he left San Antonio, right? He had this knee leg injury where he effectively was like, you know, the Spurs did not take care of my knee injury, right? They did not take care of my leg injury, right? I want to leave. Then that season in Toronto, 82-game season, he played 60 games, did not play in any back-to-backs in 2019-20, did not play in any back-to-backs, did play in back-to-backs this year because basically there would have been no way for him to get a season in without it, but still only 52 games. And there's no rest. There's no rest for Kawhi Leonard here in the playoffs. And you know, certainly I think it is possible that he would have aggravated something in his knee that he's not going to be able to bounce right back from. But obviously, you know, another thing we know about Kawhi is even if the knee is not 100%, he's going to give it a go because that was the case for the Raptors in the playoffs. The knee was never 100% that entire playoff run, but he was out there every single night. And I mean, if you go back and look at some of those finals games against the Warriors, he couldn't even jump. Like, he could not get any lift off of this bad knee, and he was still contributing, still being effective. So I am worried, but I think you're probably right. I think the most likely scenario now is probably that he plays but is just not 100% effective.
And so tonight, has the line movement scared you one way or the other, Davis? I know we only have 30 seconds, but any opinion at all on tonight's game?
Yeah, I think you probably just go with the Jazz tonight. I think probably what you're right is this is kind of like if it gets out of control early, the Clippers shut it down, the Jazz take care of business, yeah, and they move on to game six.
Yeah, and listen, game six could just completely shift the series back again. If Kawhi can play, maybe the Clippers even edge him without Kawhi and then go to a game seven, he comes back. I mean, the game is not tomorrow. They still have a few days to get that figured out. All right, coaching changes in the NBA as well. We got Major League Baseball news and notes to get to, fantasy ramifications, DFS, all of that, as well as a U.S. Open preview coming up. This is Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid.
Moro Casino, America. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, before we get to some afternoon baseball, let's go over the other two stories, not really from a wagering perspective or fantasy at all, but there is news, and maybe they post odds on this on FanDuel, although the coaching spots aren't necessarily ones that I think would garner that kind of betting interest. I'm not really sure. Look, I'm not never happy to see Stan Van Gundy let go, Davis, because he's a guy that coached when I covered the Miami Heat, really one of my favorite guys, And I think he's a really good coach, but New Orleans let him go after 1 year. And then, I thought Washington played pretty well, all things considered, to get themselves into the position of really making a little run at the end of the year there. I thought Westbrook played pretty good. I thought they had it together. I'm wrong there, too. So Scott Brooks is let go. So if you wouldn't mind diving into why you think that this happened. And usually when this happens, at least in the NBA, there's usually like an ulterior motive. Like they already know who's coming in. It doesn't happen like that in all sports, NFL. I mean, there's like searches, but it seems like the NBA, it's like immediately this happens and then you all already say, oh, well, I know who's coming in. Is that the case here with these?
My guess is probably not with the Wizards, maybe with the Pelicans. Pretty clearly, though, what's going on with the Pelicans is they were telling Stan Van Gundy, we got to win right now. It is unacceptable to miss the playoffs this upcoming season. And not only is it unacceptable to miss the playoffs, we probably need to win a playoff series because they find themselves in the same situation with Zion Williamson that they found themselves in with Anthony Davis. They draft this incredible young superstar. He's way better in year two than in year one. 27 points, 4 assists, 8 rebounds per game for Zion in year two. And also, by the way, 0% chance they fired Stan Van Gundy without talking to Zion first. They definitely were like, hey, man, are you cool with this? Do you like Stan? Do you not like Stan? And I bet it's not even Zion being like, oh, I hate Stan. I can't stand this guy. I bet it was more, you know, I didn't like this thing that he did, or like either way, it's cool. And this is, if you remember, you know, this happened with Scott Brooks, actually, who we'll talk about in a second, with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It just became clear it wasn't going to work out. Yes. They fired Scott Brooks, and Durant and Westbrook were cool with it, but it wasn't like they hated him. It was just, you know, I think everyone kind of realized it was time for a change there. And you know, the Pelicans did underperform relative to their talent baselines in 2020. I mean, Zion, Ingram, Lonzo Ball, that is like the nucleus of a pretty good team. Steven Adams, you know, an above average NBA center, and they just did not. They just didn't put it all together. And they also were one of the teams that did have quite a number of, you know, COVID positive tests and contract tracing, and that messed up their season. But by and large, don't find myself particularly surprised by this move. And with Zion on the roster for two more years, likely more when he signs the Supermax, this is an attractive job. They should be able to get someone, you know, pretty valuable for this position.
And then with Washington Davis, look, Westbrook is certainly not at the beginning of his career. You know, that is for sure. But what do you think the Wizards' thinking was here?
Yeah, I got to say, this one was more surprising to me than the Stan Van Gundy one, because Westbrook publicly came out and vouched for Scott Brooks. He was like, you know, I love what we have going on here. We made that run at the end of the season. Like, I believe in Scott Brooks. Scott Brooks believes in me. Now, maybe that signals that over the course of this offseason, the Washington Wizards might want to get off Russell Westbrook's gigantic contract. And maybe they're just ready for a rebuild, right? Scott Brooks is gone. Get rid of Westbrook's contract, trade Bradley Beal for, you know, first round picks or someone younger. You know, we've been hearing Bradley Beal's name in trade talks for how long now? Like, I feel like the last 3 years. Yeah, he's been a big name in all of the trade conversations. And so I definitely think that this just signals a change of the franchise. I would find this very odd if they go back into next season with the same roster, not really adding anyone, not trading Westbrook, not trading Beal with a new head coach. That I would find weird. But again, it's the Washington Wizards, and they're a very weird franchise. They do weird stuff all the time.
All right, fair enough. So that's our look at the NBA coaches. Now we only have an hour until game time here in some of the baseball games. By the way, first game of the day is Miami and St. Louis. As I've talked about before, I don't do any wagering or betting discussion when it comes to the Marlins because I cover them. So let's move on to another game. Cincinnati and Milwaukee, 210 Eastern. We got the Brewers minus 152 at home. Freddie Peralta has been a revelation for the Brewers this season. He's really moved into that number three spot. Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, 1-2-3. That's pretty strong. The Reds have been playing much better. Clearly, they're plus 128. The total is 8 in the game today. 210 Eastern start in Milwaukee. Lineups are, I think I see lineups in two. So what are we seeing today, Davis, with this game?
Yeah, we do have lineups out for both of this team, pretty close to the full strength lineup for both teams. I guess Mike Freeman is in for the Reds. He's generally one of their backup guys, but I find it weird that the Brewers are such heavy favorites here, because the Reds have been, I mean, the Reds have been red hot, right? There's really no other way to examine it. Like, they have just been hitting the cover off of the ball. You know, India has been fine at top of the lineup. Winker, Castellanos, Naquin, Votto. That is quite a meaty 2-5. You know, you compare that to the Brewers, Vogelbach, Yelich, Garcia, Pena. I mean, Yelich is we keep waiting for him to get hot. He has not gotten hot yet. Doesn't mean he won't. But I think I would be on the red side here, especially because Tyler Mahle, you know, not an ace, but not a walkover starting pitcher either.
Yeah, it should be a good one today. A lot of afternoon games. Let's do another one here. I won't be watching this one. Maybe Davis will. Detroit, Kansas City. The Royals have fallen back quite a bit, but they are big favorites today because the Tigers are now sort of coming back to who we thought they would be. Although Tarik Skubal has looked better. The total is 9. Brady Singer starts for the Kansas City Royals. I know it looks like they have their main guy back in the lineup today, so that's good news for the Royals today. And Davis, you follow them pretty closely. So do you think today there is a wager for you here? You're on the total or a side?
Yeah, I think I would lean on the over here, because this is the full strength Kansas City Royals lineup with Santana, Perez, Soler, Mondesi. I guess Benintendi is not in the lineup. He is being replaced. Wow, they're having Jorge Soler play the field. I'm just realizing as they're looking at this.
I think Benintendi's on the injured list.
Oh, you're right. He is. Yeah, he is on the injured list. So having Jorge Soler play the field, I guess that will be a little bit of an adventure. I hope it's not too windy out in Kansas City today, because watching Jorge Soler take lines to fly balls is not for the faint of heart. I would definitely be leaning on the over here. You know, Brady Singer has been decent, certainly has upside. You know, he's still super young, but is not there yet. And the same is true for Skubal, right? Both of these guys have really good raw stuff. They're still working on figuring out their locations. It is hot in the Midwest today. It is about 101 degrees in Kansas City. That's always going to be a good recipe for fly balls. So I like the over on this total there today.
All right, and let's quickly get to one more today. We have Tampa Bay and Chicago. This is the White Sox today. White Sox are -132 on the money line. You can get a little plus money on Tampa Bay, best record in baseball. Total is 8. Ryan Yarbrough starts for Tampa and Lucas Giolito for the Chicago White Sox. So, look, I mean, Tampa Bay has been, if I'm not mistaken, I think they've been, again, a top three betting team in all of baseball this year because they were plus at the beginning of the season. So who do you like in this one?
Yeah, well, I wanted to like the White Sox, but they are really taking this, you know, getaway day thing seriously. Jake Lamb, okay. Lurie Garcia, Zach Collins, Danny Mendick is the bottom of their lineup today. So they are really taking the vacation day seriously. And I don't really want to bet on Ryan Yarbrough either. Ryan Yarbrough is so weird. He is always very good in relief, you know, does well, you know, over two or three innings. He's been brutal as a starter, been a little bit better over his last couple starts. I guess just looking at this White Sox lineup, there's no way I can take minus money on this White Sox lineup. So I would lean on the Rays, but I don't feel crazy about betting on the Yarbrough side.
Okay. You know, I don't know that we've mentioned this yet, Davis, but I mean, look, I hate to just keep banging the drum on the same teams, but I don't know if you caught this one last night. I didn't see it because I was sleeping. But Arizona last night, Davis, the worst team in baseball, who were approaching the all-time record for most losses on the road to begin a season, were up 7-0 against the San Francisco Giants. They loaded the bases late, and then Mike Yastrzemski hit a grand slam and the Giant into the water, into McCovey Cove, and the Giants ended up you know, getting a lead. And I would tell you this, the amount of money that you could have made, if you knew in advance, just simply fading Arizona on the road would have been the best bet that there has ever been in baseball over the first 2 months. You could not do better than what you've done there, because Arizona was not thought of as the worst team. Now, of course, you can't make any money because they're, you know, +190 on every single bet. But I don't know if you saw that one last night. What an incredible finish.
I mean, when it rains, it pours, right? When you can't hit the ball and then you finally score some runs, it feels like these Diamondbacks players just have to be like, what more can we do? What we finally get some runs. We're up 7-0. Like, how can we possibly get a win if every time we get some good positive momentum, some good traction, this happens to us? It has to be incredibly demoralizing to be an Arizona Diamondback right now.
Yeah, and a fan of their team as well. All right. Tonight is, I mean, I would say that today's slate is just the biggest, are you going to win a lot or are you going to lose a lot tonight in DFS? I don't think there's any middle ground here. And the reason why is because you got the best pitcher in baseball pitching today. But is he healthy? And is he going to go 7 innings and strike out 15? Or is he going to come out after the second inning? Nobody knows. It's the Mets.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
What is Davis doing tonight with Jacob deGrom? Is he in the starting lineup and his DFS lineups? We'll tell you that next. Make sure you stay with us and stay on the grid. We'll have a U.S. Open preview coming up in less than 30 minutes. Craig Mish, Davis Fanatic Fantasy Sports today. Stay on the grid.
From
From the City of Angels to
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got about five games about to start in the next couple hours here, so we got to get our DFS picks out to you. Of course, you can go to Daily Roto, get your lineup optimized, take care of everything there. But Davis, the key question, of course, is going to be based around Jacob DeGrom tonight, because as we take a look at his price, he is $12,200. You put him in the lineup, there's a tremendous amount of risk, also a tremendous amount of reward. So he's at $12,200. You can pivot to Clayton Kershaw at 10-2, Sandy Alcantara, who's pitching against the Cardinals in 30 minutes, and then Anthony Discofani is 7,700 for the Giants, of course, against who? The Arizona Diamondbacks. So there's an instant fade there. So let's talk about DeGrom and how you approach this, Davis, because he left his previous start with an injury that some people thought he'd be out for the season, and here we are. He is back in 5 days, so How would you approach this? Would you do multiple lineups if you're only a one lineup person, or would you just roll the dice here with DeGrom? What kind of usage do you think he'll have tonight?
I mean, I think if the New York Mets are starting him in this game, they can't really have any concerns about how banged up he is, right? I mean, this is like, or maybe they have the concerns, but if you make the decision to start a guy who got pulled from his last start, you got to at least assume he's healthy enough to pitch. And maybe you pull him a little bit early if he gets uncomfortable. But my guess is that unless he, you know, goes to go say something to the trainer or says something to the manager or whatever, he's just going to pitch as much as he possibly can. It is a phenomenal matchup against the Chicago Cubs, who, you know, outside of Patrick Wisdom and Chris Bryant, really can't hit the ball. And there just is not really enough that can be said about DeGrom's season. A 46% K rate, not a typo, not misspeaking, striking out 46% of batters that he's facing, only walking 3% of the batters that he faces. I mean, his ERA is 0.56. Like, it just, and his ERA indicators, like his fielding independent pitching and stuff, doesn't even suggest he's getting lucky. It's not like, oh, this guy's going to get shelled soon. He is just the best pitcher in baseball. So I think you just use him. You know, I think you get overweight on him if you make multiple lineups. I think if you're making one lineup, you just go ahead and use him. But Kershaw, I think a very strong matchup. And, you know, as we have talked about a ton on this show, he is not viewed as one of the top tier aces in baseball really anymore. And his performance, you can clearly see a decline in his performance from the last two seasons. But actually, his K rate is back up this season to where it was during his peak. His walk rate is down. You know, he just doesn't walk anyone, which has kind of always been one of his things. You know, he has just been phenomenal. I think it's a good spot for him against the Phillies. And then, you know, we have our other guys here, Descalfani with that amazing matchup. And then Sandy Alcantara also with the amazing matchup against your Miami Marlins, or against the St. Louis Cardinals, rather, who the Marlins lineup is bad, but we can't pitch Johan Oviedo. But I mean, this Matt Carpenter is batting cleanup today for the Cardinals. So that's about all I need to say.
Yeah, this is a low-scoring game, I think, today, possibly. Okay, over to first base. Freddie Freeman of the Braves is 4,200. We have Pete Alonso of the Mets at 3,500. CJ Cron of the Rockies, 3,300. I think I saw McMahon out, by the way, for Colorado. So that's one name if you're using him today to get him out. And Miguel Sano for the Twins, 3,200 today. So the Braves are hitting the ball well, Davis. It's just their bullpen that seems to be giving up a lot. And then Pete Alonso, as we suspected over the last couple of weeks, has started to turn it around.
Yeah, Freeman and Alonzo going to be, you know, I think sort of the class of the position. Freeman has this matchup against Garrett Richards, who you and I, we keep waiting for it, right? We've been talking about it. Like, eventually he's going to start to give up these runs. He hasn't yet. You know, I don't think that means that he is never going to. Crone is a more interesting one because it's kind of like, what do you do when there is a good starting pitcher going in course, right? What do you do when we have, you know, Yu Darvish going in Coors, when you have Blake Snell going in Coors, you know, Clayton Kershaw pitches in Coors all the time when the Dodgers come there. And I think Snell is sort of that caliber of a guy that is going to keep ownership down of Colorado Rockies hitters, but it also wouldn't surprise me if he struggles a little bit here. You know, if he's only able to go 4 1/3 innings, you know, if he gives up a couple early home runs or gives up a couple early walks or something like that. So I like CJ Crone here. And then Sano, I mean, poor Miguel Sano. Just no one's talking about this guy. Like, he is not getting any of the pub, but he has really started to figure out how to deal with this swing. Now, he's still not hitting for average at all. Like, he's hitting 178, but he is walking a little bit more, and he's up to 13 home runs on the year. And, you know, what do we care about for fantasy? Home runs, stolen bases. Miguel Sano can definitely give us that against Justice Sheffield.
Yeah, and look, and who knows how long Sano is for Minnesota, too. If he could play any defense at all, he's going to be moved. The Twins are just are going nowhere. Okay, at second base today, not that anybody would use Starlin Castro, but it's being reported he's being placed on the restricted list. Not sure why, but they've called up their top prospect, Luis Garcia, to start at second base. And Garcia, I mean, he's had a couple of chances, but it hasn't worked out for him. But he's a name I have on my season-long fantasy team, so I'm hoping for the best there. Here are a look at fantasy for our DFS over on FanDuel at second base today. We have Jorge Polanco at 3,800. And Mondesi back in the lineup. Of course, Davis is going to have him here at 3,500. Jerickson Profar, 3,400. Whit Merrifield has basically gone down this week, 3,200 for the Royals today.
Yeah, so I was just sort of surprised by these prices. I mean, one, anytime, like we were talking about Whit Merrifield earlier this week, $3,700 against the lefty. It just, Whit Merrifield, I guess, against the Tigers is just always in a good spot because they have so many bad or mediocre lefties. I mean, not that Skubal's bad, he's just not the finished project yet. Jerickson Profar is actually, he's in the lineup. He's batting sixth for the Padres against Kyle Friedland. I don't know if I have ever seen this before. On the FanDuel Sportsbook, Craig, the San Diego Padres team total is 6.5 runs. I've never seen anything like that before. I think the highest I've ever seen before is 6. Never seen a 6.5 before. So Profar, Hosmer, Cronenworth, I mean, you guys know the deal. The Padres are going to be incredible in this slate. And then Mondesi, self-explanatory, Polanco. I think the Twins are just all in a good spot tonight against Sheffield, and they're going to pop up a couple more times on our list here today.
Okay, over to third base, and speaking of which, San Diego's Manny Machado is 4,500. Alex Bregman of Houston, 3,500. Key Brian Hayes of the Pirates, 3,300. Rafael Devers can't stay this low for a long period of time. He is 3,200 tonight.
Yeah, and you know, what do we always talk about? It's like when you have these great players and we see their prices go down, right? We were talking about it with Rizzo the week before that it was Pete Alonso. It's like, oh, Rafael Devers is 3,200. He has the platoon advantage against Ian Anderson, and Ian Anderson has been fine. You know, it's not to say anything bad about him, but we like him. We of course like Ke'Bryan Hayes. It looks like an opener situation perhaps for the Washington Nationals. This fellow Pedro Espino is going to be opening for them, but I don't believe he is a fully stretched out starter for them. It's going to be kind of more of a bullpen game for the Nationals. Bregman has the matchup in Texas against Jordan Lyles. Lyles, one of my favorite guys to stack against in DFS because he, when he is bad, he just gives up loads of home runs. Doesn't walk guys, but just gives up loads and loads of home runs. And then Machado is Manny Machado is projected for 4 more points in our stuff than any other third baseman. It's just like absurd. These projections we have for the Padres are just insane.
Well, that means that Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be highly priced. So guess what? 5,000 today on FanDuel. Trevor Story at shortstop is 3,600. Francisco Lindor, 3,000. Joey Wendell of the Rays is 2,900. And it has definitely been a rough go for Dansby Swanson of the Atlanta Braves, as he's 2,500. Swanson is a little Duvalish, where he could get hot in any period of time. It just hasn't happened this year. So maybe this is the start of something tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you are totally right about Swanson. He has been hot and cold. He went through a great run, I believe, at the beginning of May, where he was just tearing the cover off the ball for about a 2-week period. But they're batting him fifth. You know, it's a good lineup overall. Tatis 5,000, Trevor Story 3,600, platoon advantage against Blake Snell, Francisco Lindor. You know, another good matchup for the Mets tonight. I mean, maybe I need to confer with Brett to figure out if Lindor is going to be a play tonight.
All right, let's move on real quick to outfield, and we have Juan Soto at 4,400, Tommy Pham at 4,000, Nelson Cruz 3,900, Willie Calhoun of the Texas Rangers at 3,700, and Eric Haas. I didn't realize he qualified at the outfield there. He's 2,400 tonight.
Yeah, qualifies at the outfield and is one of the most, very rarely do you see guys with 80 power grades. You know, when you go to their page over on FanGraphs and you go look at their prospect report, 80 grade power. Like, just kind of my life philosophy is, if there is a guy with that much raw power at 2,400, we probably want to be playing that guy. Willie Calhoun, platoon advantage. You know, good spot. Nelson Cruz, platoon advantage against Justice Sheffield, good spot. Tommy Pham leading off in Coors Field against Freeland, love that. Juan Soto, I believe, is still our third highest projected outfielder, even with all these Coors guys against Chase DeYoung. So, again, another good spot there.
Yeah, and I really think that, look, when you're looking at the outfield, if you're going to spend all that money on San Diego players, this is the one spot where you can pivot away from their outfielders and maybe go to someone else's. Like you mentioned, Juan Soto, Pham, although a pretty good shot there at 4,000. You know, Calhoun is interesting. He just really has not become as good as I think that most people thought that he would. So we'll see there. Real quick, Davis, in terms of playing DFS, I know coming up we're going to have a bigger conversation about this through the weeks, but I don't know if you noticed this yesterday, but Yu Darvish, his RPMs, basically his spin rate, they posted yesterday, went down about 200 RPMs. And they're keeping, someone is actually keeping track of this since they announced that they're going to change things on Monday. And it looks like universally across the board, spin rate is going down pretty astronomically. I don't know what's going to happen starting Monday, but it does seem that there's an adjustment coming.
Oh, there definitely is an adjustment coming. You know, I think batters are going to have to adjust to it because they're going to have to be like, okay, you know, I've been waiting for fastballs here. I think I'm going to get fastballs here instead. I've been waiting for changeups here. I'm going to get changeups here instead. And then there's going to be a massive adjustment. I wonder if one of the things we see is walk rate go way up, because guys are not going to be they're not going to be battling for strikeouts. They're just going to be trying to get out of at bats. And I wonder if we will see walk rates go up, because we're just not going to, guys are not going to be able to keep that crazy movement that they've had on some of their pitches and keep it in the zone. But yeah, it's just going to be something to keep an open mind about. Definitely good information on the RPM stuff. And yeah, we'll see how this ends up impacting DFS strategy moving forward.
Yep, and we'll touch on that as we continue to do baseball here on the show every single day, regardless of what's going on, all the way through the end of the baseball season. All right, coming up next, the U.S. Open begins tomorrow. So a lot of our focus here on the show is going to be finding some of the diamonds on the green that you can bet on. But will one of those be Phil Mickelson? Because as of right now, this could be the single biggest liability that the sports books are going to have on a golfer in a long time. We'll touch on that next here on Sports Grid.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Betting here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mitch along with Davis Matic. Report right now coming from Stadium also around the league that Kawhi Leonard, Davis, has suffered a ACL injury is what they're calling it, with basically nothing else at this point to Kawhi Leonard's knee. And so I suppose what we can do is just ask people who are watching the show on demand to eliminate everything I said about 20 minutes ago, because that was completely wrong. With my update, I would tell you that I am like you now, and I am concerned that he may not play the rest of the postseason. Although I will say I've heard this story before, Davis, and the guy ends up coming back and it's such a miracle and it's amazing and the guy really wants to play. But that being said, I will take my L here and say that, like you, I have to be nervous now.
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers should be nervous. I mean, obviously you got a feel for Kawhi Leonard, very close to, you know, setting himself up to win, you know, or at least compete for another NBA title. The path gets a little bit easier for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, I think they would not have wanted to see the Los Angeles Clippers in the final. I think if we had them on Truth Serum here, they'd say, bring us the Suns without Chris Paul or with Chris Paul freshly back, or bring us the Utah Jazz. It's like no one respects the Utah Jazz. That's what's clear from this conversation, is just no one has any respect for the Utah Jazz. I actually just did a little look on the FanDuel Sportsbook at the futures odds. The Clippers obviously are way down at the bottom of the board now, but the Jazz barely moved. They are trading about the same as they were yesterday, about plus 385. So no one is believers in the Utah Jazz. That's what I learned from Kawhi Leonard getting his knee injured.
Is there any chance that there's value there on Utah? I mean, come on, man. Like, they were the best team of the regular season. I'm not saying there is or not. I don't know. I'm asking you. Yes? Is there any value on Utah?
I mean, if Harden is this ineffective and Kyrie stays out, yeah, there's got to be. There's got to be value.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, what disrespect for the best team in the NBA during the regular season. I don't get it. Glad that I don't bet on the NBA, that's for sure. Coming up next, we have Chris with the top of the hour updates, and then we'll be back with more fantasy discussion and sports betting right here on Sports Grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.